7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Oh, that's a good idea. Lock the car, Tobe.
Is it locked?
Yeah, okay.
And start. Hello, once again. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's Dubious Goals Committee time. What am I looking at? Okay. What? What's happening? What am I doing? Okay, 1930 Dubious Goals Committee, that's now. And blah, 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 what are we doing? I'm outside. It's another weird day. It's cold, but it's warm. You know, it's like 5 degrees. It's another 5 degree day. And there's no wind, so being outside is perfectly reasonable. And so I decided maybe we need to come outside. But now I'm walking into the sun, and I'm being blinded, and I can't see anything. Where am I? What are we doing? Well, we're out at Tranquility today. We're out on the gyro ball side. And I'm walking into the secret mushroom ground area. Do I expect to find any mushrooms? No, it's been too cold. It's been way too cold. But I was thinking maybe we could find some dudes. I was thinking maybe, just maybe, we could find some animals doing winter stuff out here. What was that sound? Out here in the zone. The dubious zone. There was a sound. There's nobody here. There's nobody riding bikes. So we might just be able to find something if we're looking, and I'm looking. I'm looking down into the big creek. I don't see anything. I'm looking up in the air. Wait, what was that? I heard some kind of squonky honk. All right, let's... I'm going to have to take my glasses off. Got my sunglasses on because I'm walking directly into the sun. But if I have my sunglasses on, then it's too dark and I don't have the visual acuity required for mott spotting at any considerable distances. So let's round this little bend here. This is the little fox zone. We find foxes down in here every once in a while. I don't see any today. But that doesn't mean there hasn't been any today. Okay, we gotta sneak through this little spot here. And we are now on Defilade. We are in Defilade as we approach another good potential Mati spot. So let's sneak up here, very quietly, head on a swivel, entering the Mati zone. Are there any Matis out today? I'm checking the scary tree. I'm checking this tree next to the scary tree. And I don't see any Matis yet. I see Mati paths through the grass. Wow, is this a hole right here? It could be. Turn around, look behind me. Because there's marmot dens over there. We work our way up this little hill. And we can look down into the little creek. There are some known marmot dens around the creek. And I think technically speaking, they like these dens by the creek over winter. Usually, marmots will overwinter in a den that is in tree roots at like the edge of a creek. That's sort of their traditional, or at least sort of ideal spot to be. Okay, now I'm going to try to zip up my jacket with one hand. Maybe it's a little colder out here than I thought. I'm just zipping up my jacket one-handed. It takes some effort. Okay. Continuing to walk into the sun. Here is a little trail where marmots and other little dudes are running down into the creek to get water. Where are my guys? Where are the mates today? And you know what else I haven't seen? This winter, or this fall at least, have I seen any turkeys? Yeah, I've seen a couple of turkeys, but you know, yesterday after Heron Haven, I drove up Turkey Street. I didn't see any. And I drove up that street a couple times in the last couple of weeks and haven't seen any. Where's my turkey dudes? Maybe they're out here. No, the turkeys out here are a different family. They are a different flock than the turkeys that, well, that live sort of on the way to Heron Haven, kind of by my house. And you're probably asking, hey, Tope, have you ever had a turkey in your yard or on your property? And that's an unknown. That is an unknown quantity. But I can tell you this. I have seen turkeys, or at least one turkey, on my next door neighbor's property. It was pretty funny. It was right after they moved in. And a turkey was in their front yard and went behind the bush. And I watched it for a while, took some pictures. That turkey could have gone into my yard. All right, so now we need to go off the path and go over here to this new construction area where they dug this out to control the erosion because it eroded and went crazy. Because across the creek right there are Mati trails. Where is the den? Now, the den must be up there by that tree. Matis have been running around. I know where they've been running. But I cannot find them. And on a sunny day like today, they could be outside. Yeah, it's not the warmest, but you know, it's not exactly cold either. It's not like it's freezing. Nothing is frozen. Well, I mean, there's some water in the creek that is frozen. But yeah, it's like what? It's like 41 or 42 degrees Fahrenheit. It's about 5 degrees for sensible people. And so, it wouldn't be surprising to see a marmot sitting out on a log catching some sun, or maybe even up in a tree. I do have my little camera with me. In the event that we see something interesting. What's going on over here? I hear yappy birds. You know, it wouldn't be unusual to see deer either. But this tends not to be the deer zone. We tend to see the deer zone about half a kilometer over there. Okay. Well, yeah, so it's a lovely day, and I had a strange dream. I had a really odd dream this morning, and when I woke up to find out it wasn't real, I was pretty disappointed. It was, okay, and this is funny because I had a dream that I was trying to get some sleep. How typical is that, right? Hey, wait a minute. Somebody's been digging here. This is a weird place to dig. Who's been digging right here? That could be a marmot, I guess. I don't know. That's kind of a weird place for a marmot to dig, though. All right, so I had this weird dream. And basically, I was, like I said, I was trying to sleep, but I was in some kind of rehearsal studio, like a dance rehearsal studio or just some, you know, sort of black box type of rehearsal studio. And apparently I didn't have to do anything and I had to get some rest. And so I was wrapped up in a blanket trying to sleep on a few chairs. There's a bunch of chairs lined up against the wall, right? It's a rehearsal studio. And I'm laying there trying to sleep while people are doing other stuff over kind of on the other side or on the other end of the studio away from me. I'm not bothering anybody. I'm just trying to take a nap. And I don't remember what was going on, or I don't know what was going on. But I think there was TV cameras. I think it was video being shot or something. I don't know. I was trying to sleep. So I was laying there, and I'm relatively comfortable, and my eyes are half closed. Oh, and I should also mention that apparently this is taking place in Japan. Although it might not have been. But I was trying to go to sleep, and I couldn't. I could not fall asleep because there was a girl rolling around on the floor, like a log. It was a Japanese girl in a Japanese high school girl uniform. And she was just sort of rolling around on the log, and she'd rolling around like a log on the ground. And she would occasionally, like, bump into the chairs that I was sleeping on. And I would sort of, like, open my eyes, and I'd be looking at her. And she was really cute, and I was thinking, yeah, what are you doing? Yeah, she would then roll away, and then kind of roll back, and I'd be like, what? And she started doing other things to try to get my attention, and I thought, yeah. And I was trying to tell her, yeah, you're really cute and all, but I need to go to sleep. And then I woke up. It was just kind of weird. All right, I'm walking through the S-bend. I keep thinking I might be hearing something, but no. Okay, we're going to look down here into the pit of despair here. See if we can find some marmots. Yeah, and the funny thing about this dream is that the girl rolling around on the floor, who really wasn't actually a high school girl, she was Taranto, and wearing a, you know, fake uniform. And she kind of looked like, I don't know, she looked like any generic member of AKB48, or she kind of looked like a cross between the singer for Baby Metal and one of the girls in, what's that weird Perfume? The long-haired girl in Perfume, what is her name? I can't think of it right now, but anyway. I was laying there and I'm trying to sleep and thinking, gosh, I wish I could speak Japanese. And I was trying to think of how to say, yeah, you're really cute, but I need to get some rest. That's typical. You know, I'm asleep and I'm dreaming that I'm awake and I can't go to sleep. It's just so typical. I have very meta problems. very meta sleeping problems. All right, I'm looking for marmots. I'm looking down into the creek in the pit of despair from various different angles. I'm looking in the holes. I'm not finding any marmots anywhere. I can't find any marmots. Where's my motties? All right, let's keep going up this path a ways. Maybe there'll be some turkeys up here. There's a known turkey zone up here. Around the corner and about another 50 meters. So in the meantime, let's take a look around here. I'm looking for turkeys. I'm also looking for any frozen maitake. This is the maitake zone. All right, back over here to the pit. Where's my matis? Where could my matis be? There's no matis down here today. Where could they be? Oh, hey. We got to find some, but that's okay. If we don't, I do not care. Gadunka, dunka, dunka. All right. Well, let's check this mutty hole over here. Anybody in the mutty hole? No, this hole is not in use. All right. Ugh. Let's head up here to this mutty hole. Looking for the marmots. And now my hand is cold. Hey. Is that a walnut? Huh. My hand is cold and I don't know what I'm going to eat for lunch. Okay. Let's check this massive den that's under the fallen tree. But this den doesn't really get used anymore, so I'm not really expecting to find anybody in here. No, all these holes are filled with leaves and detritus. Yeah, there's been a few times when I've been walking along here and a marmot has been in this tree and he sees me and he goes scrabbling down into the holes like a scrabbly. Okay, yeah. And there's that really big hole. There's a marmot hole across the creek, the side of the bank. It's really big. We saw it this summer and freaked out. There's no matis sticking their heads out or anything, which I find, I don't know, mildly disappointing. All right, this is my funny turkey zone, where we sometimes run into turkeys. They'll be up here in these trees, or they'll be walking around on this little service road that cuts back here. There's a service road that goes from the caretaker's maintenance area. And it winds around and it sort of goes up to where the tennis courts and stuff are, the ice rink. Way on the other side of the park. But yeah, it sort of runs parallel to the residential neighborhood that butts up against the park here. And so there's some houses up here, 100 meters away, 150 meters away. I can hear music blasting out of one of them. Ugh. I hope it's not a holiday display. But I want to check this turkey zone. Something's different over there. Something is really, really different over there. Well, they must have taken out some trees. But anyway, I need to wind around here so I can look into this little wooded area. there's a, I don't know what kind of trees they are, but they're really thick. And, ooh, wait, what's up here? I see some kind of, no, I don't see Jack. I saw some low to the ground, interesting looking silhouettes, but no, I thought they were turkeys, but they are not. And it's just a, like a log, a piece of log and a stump. Now, here is a big path. What dudes have been walking down this big path and into the creek? Let's find out. Oh, look, it's a big hole. Oh my God, I am standing a meter away from a big hole that goes under the little road. It's a culvert, it's a drainage culvert, but there have been dudes walking on through there. It is a dude tunnel too. And then this path, it winds down here and it splits off, it goes over there, the path goes this way, there's more paths going that way. And they lead right up to this bunch of rocks where a big log has fallen down, and it's the perfect dude ladder so animals can crawl up and down and get their delicious waters. Wow. And there's a marmot den over to my left. I mean my right. It's all plugged up. There's nobody. There's nobody in there. Ooh. That looks like a Mati thing over there too, under those rocks. There's dirt's been dug out. This would be a good Mati spot because this is where the water is not frozen. You can hear it. Basically, the residential neighborhood over here, some storm drains that go into a culvert that comes out right here, and it starts this little creek that flows through here that then flows into the Big Papio Creek. And this little culvert comes out, and there's a little waterfall, drops about a meter water droppage. And yeah, whoa, did you hear that? That's Mr. Bun. He was hiding in the grass right next to me. And now he's hippity-hoppiting over there. He scared the crap out of me. So yeah, so I just got a little adrenaline surge from being spooked by a little bun. Little bunny rabbits hoppins around. He's over there. He's hiding in the tall grass. Yay, bunnies! I'm not after you, pal. I'm not after you. I am not your predator. I'm just a guy walking around. Doot doo. Doot doot doo doo. And I'm kind of heading back the way I came. Walking back around the head of this culvert. And I'm on the little service road here. Doodly doo. Doot doodly doo. I'm looking into a large patch of sumac, very large sumac trees. 1, 2, 3, 4 meters tall and taller. Thick, 8, 10, 12 centimeter trunks. All right, I'm veering off the road, back onto the path. And let's see, what else is going on out here? I'm looking up in the sky. I don't see any birds. Very often out here we can find large hawks, usually red tails. We can find Cooper's hawks out here. We can find vultures. And of course, geese should be flying over, you would think, right? Where's all the damn geese? I don't know. All right, so now all I gotta do is stay out of the art supply store. I'm really tempted to go to the art supply store. I wanna buy some stuff, but I always wanna buy some stuff. That's my main problem in life. Do I need it, or do I just want to buy it? I feel like I need some art supplies because all my paint is old and dried up and blah, blah, blah. Regardless, I got to stay out of the art supply store and just see if I can't salvage some of the art supplies that I have. The good news is I do have some good watercolors and I do have some good colored pencils. So maybe I'll do a little painting today. I don't know. I've been in the art making mood. Ow. And I haven't been making any art. I need to make some art. Don't know what I'm going to paint, but I'm still looking for excuses to go to the art supply store. And I do need to go over into that neighborhood because I'm running out of rice. I might only have one... What's over there? There's something weird over there, but it's not an animal. Yeah, so I've got one serving of rice left. And the rice store is really close to the art supply store. I mean, just like less than half a kilometer. So if I go to the rice store to buy rice, I'm going to be really tempted to go to the art supply store. And what did I need? I kind of want some good watercolors because I still only have the crappy watercolors. The one thing that I actually need is a brush. There's one particular kind of brush that I need. And it's the one brush that I don't have. And it's the one thing I want to do. But regardless, how badly do I need this brush? Maybe I don't quite need it as badly as I think. Because to me, this is about a $6 brush. And I'm thinking in my mind, yes, it's perfectly fine for me to buy this brush because it only costs $6. Why do I think it costs $6? Well, that's what my brain is telling me that it's worth to me. What's going to happen is I'm going to go to the art supply store. I'm going to find the brush I need. And it's going to be $56, not $6. $56 of money. And then I'm going to say to the guy that works there, hey, do you got anything like this that's a little bit cheaper? And they're going to say, oh yeah, we got these Winsor Newtons. This one's only $26. Oh, here comes a bicyclist. I'm going to get off the path here as he comes flying by. Wait, which side is he on? Is he coming my way? No, I'm in the clear. And this is why we don't go to the art supply store, because everything costs 20 million times more than I think it's going to cost. And then I say, no, I shouldn't buy this. No, but I really need it. And so then I spend the $26 when I should have only spent $6. And then I don't have the $20 that I was supposed to have for buying whatever I was going to buy with the $20. So it all gets very confusing. And there was something else. I was thinking about buying some sanitized paper. I guess Publius has got me thinking about that again. And I was thinking about something else. I don't really remember. Oh, I was sort of thinking about getting some screen printing ink. And that's $10 a can or more. Ooh, yeah. There's not going to be any merch, people. It costs me too much to make Dubious Goals Committee merch. Although I gotta make my friend Doug a t-shirt. Oh, I can't afford to buy the t-shirt this month or anything. I'm so far behind. And I'm still walking along this path next to a tiny little creek during the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC. Right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I'm going to go home and make some art.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.